Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs, this is K3FR, Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. Before I go any farther, are there any persons that need to use the repeater? Okay, nothing heard. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at W4VA, that's W4VictorAlpha.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. I do not have a specific discussion topic for tonight. Is there anyone who has something they would like to offer? Standing by.
This is KO4VNZ. I've got one idea. It's not really radio-based.
Okay, what would you like to offer, Chuck? KO4VNZ, K3FR.
Yeah, I thought with Christmas just around the corner and New Year's and after that, taxes and all, I thought we might talk about charities and our favorite charity and remind everybody listening that FARA is, in fact, a 501c3 tax-deductible charity for those people who want to donate any money to FARA. I just thought that might be a good topic. Some of your favorite charities and why. Back to that.
All right, Chuck, that does seem reasonable. We'll put that on the table and offer that up for discussion during the net then. Thank you very much for your topic there. I do have some announcements to offer before I take logins. First off, the board has decided to cancel the Sunday net night this coming Sunday. That would be December 25th. And offer that if you are interested still in maybe spreading some cheer around, just feel free to use the repeater and have an informal net to chat. Also coming up, December 31st, breakfast at the Bistro at the Hill, and I should say at the hospital on the Hill in Warrenton, and that will be a Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning, Saturday the 31st. We also have a VE session Thursday, the 1st of, January 12th. This is the first club meeting of 2023, and that will be held at the PATH Foundation Building, 7:15 p.m. And then Saturday, January the 21st, VE session at 9:30 at the that will be at the Porter Library in Stafford, Virginia. The address is 2001 Parkway Boulevard, Stafford, Virginia. And that will be at 9:30. Please contact Katie, K4TER, at arrl.net. That's K4TER, Tango Echo Romeo, at arrl.net for further information. Okay, this is K3FR for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, Wednesday night net. Open up for check-ins for portable, mobile, and internet-connected stations. Portable, mobile, and internet-connected stations, call in now. Please give your call sign phonetically. This is K3FR.
Kilo X-ray 4, Oscar, Mobile.
Okay.
W4DFW, Internet.
Okay, very good. I've got also, I've got KX4O, John, and W4VFW via the Internet, Rob from Tennessee. Let's start with you, John. Go ahead with your comments. Over.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for doing the net. Not much to comment here. I'm simply out on a task to find coconut and distilled water, two items of critical need, and very hard to find. I hope everyone's having a great time in this holiday season. Catch y'all later. KX4O, back to net.
Okay, KX4O, K3FR. For the distilled water, perhaps pharmacy. Coconut, it's shredded, that should be in the grocery stores. I would offer some of my daughter's stock, but that's all up in Maine. And, okay, now let's go over to Rob. W4VFW, K3FR, over.
K3FR in the group. W4VFW, good evening. Thanks for running the net, picking me up. I just did something different. I have a vertical now for 40 meters and 80 meters, where previous I had two inverted Vs faced in the wrong direction from where I'm at for just about anybody. And it's opened up a whole new world for me. I'm copying signals I never heard before. I've worked into California. It's pretty nice. But I am running a little power, about 700 watts. But it's resonant, and it's a lot of fun. Other than that, I hope everybody has a very blessed Christmas and up New Year's also. But I'll be around to wish you all the best, I hope. That's it from Robin, Irwin, Tennessee, W4VFW.
Okay, very good, Rob. W4VFW, this is K3FR with the Falk Amateur Radio Association Wednesday evening net. And I wish you the same greetings and blessed Christmas and a very, very happy and prosperous New Year for yourself. May all your hopes be somewhat realized, we hope. And that's very good on the antenna, very good. And nothing helps but a good antenna. That's 90% of amateur radio. And the power's not going to help on the receive. So if you're receiving good, that's excellent. All right. This is K3FR for the Falk Amateur Radio Association Net. Let's take check-ins from... take general check-ins now. General check-ins, please. This is K3FR. Over.
W4RKU. 4, November, Uniform Alpha.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Quebec Whiskey.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor. No comment.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima.
Okay, I'm going to have to beg some indulgences here. This is K3FR. For some reason or other, the mouse did not go into the right box in NetLogger, and all I can remember here now that I've got is K1HTV, and And let's see. Did I get W4RKU in there?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I got W4RKU, and I've already checked in case K04VNZ. That's about where I am at the moment, so I'm going to need a little some more fills here. So please, forgive me for having the mouse go in the wrong, I guess it went off in the wrong feeding tray. Let's continue general check-ins, please.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Quebec, Whiskey.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
This is Whiskey 4, November, Uniform Alpha.
Kilo November 4, Sierra, Papa, Lima.
Okay, I have now K1HTV, W4RKU, K04FQW, WB7RAV in and out, W4NUA, and KN4SPL. As I said, I've got also KO4VNZ checked in earlier and offered us a topic for discussion tonight, and that would be charities. Chuck, would you please again describe what you had in mind there? KO4VNZ, K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Ron, for taking the net, and season's greetings to everyone else. I just thought with Christmas and the holiday season, people are thinking of giving, as well as the fact that shortly afterwards, in the new year, we'll all be thinking about tax and tax deductions. And I had mentioned earlier that FARA, Volunteer Amateur Radio Association, is a 501c3, which means you can donate both money, time, or materials to that club and take a tax deduction if you're in a high enough tax bracket. Let me catch a nickel. So I was curious, besides FARA, what other favorite charities people have, and I'd like to hear from them. For myself, right now things are pretty quiet here. The wife and I are going to be staying home for Christmas. We have grandchildren that will be visiting us, I think, Tuesday. So that's pretty much our plans for the day coming up. I'm not doing much on the radio. I've been working on getting my shack set up, building some grounding equipment and all. And that's about it for me. I will say, for me, I have several charities that I give both money to and time to, and very briefly, some of those are the American Red Cross, which I used to teach swimming for, and I, for many years, was a blood donor. I give them my money. So I also give to the Boy Scouts of America, and then kind of an off-kilter charity, I give to the Naturist Society. And that's about it for me. I, of course, occasionally will send in money to some veterans group or something, but on a regular basis, the clubs I just mentioned, oh, and one more, the Potomac Appalachian Trail Club, I send money to them. So those are some of my charities. I'd be curious to hear what others are. This is KO4VNZ Chuck, 73 and back to Nest.
Very good, Chuck. That's pretty interesting there. Good setup of charities and all. And I think this is probably a wind-down day for everybody, a wind-down week for everybody. But I'm sure Rich has been at the DX keyboard there. K1HTV, Rich, what have you done this week, and how are you doing? Over.
Hey, Ron, K3FR, MNF, K1HTV. Welcome back from Maine.
got your email, and I'm sorry you didn't respond in time. Just looking to do a put out for you as you were driving home. Hope you had a good trip back, a safe trip back without any major incidents. I was not active yesterday. Did not do any activity today. Just pretty much wrapping presents, putting up the Christmas lights, and inside the house, around the mantle, and around the little mini Christmas tree I have, a Scotch pine, a Norfolk pine, which is now 2 feet tall. It's a shoot that came up from the 6 foot one that had a cut back down to the ground in the big pot. So now it's a mini tree, and it's well decorated now with little mini lights. Yesterday worked quite a few DX stations, a couple of interests, Guam on 10 meters, Australia on 10 meters, and Indonesia on 10, plus loads of Europeans on the 15, 17, and 12. A couple youth on the air stations, one in Saudi Arabia they worked, one in Switzerland, and one in Romania. This Friday there's a Yoda contest of some sort. You might want to Google Yoda on the contesting.com website. Search for that and you'll find the information about working as many stations. And most of the contest will be on sideband and CW. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. As far as charities, I support the Knights of Columbus with my time and also my money. Also give to the Knights their charity fund for supporting the people in Ukraine. So far they've raised over $19 million for support of the Ukrainian refugees in Ukraine and Poland. Support that also COVAR, which is Knights of Columbus in Virginia for the retarded, for the mentally challenged. Support them. Also to the St. Vincent de Paul Society, Food for the Poor. They provide food, so that's done through St. John's. And, of course, the church, St. John the Evangelist Church. Among others, there are many others, but those are some of them. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa, and whatever else happens at this time of the year that I missed. And we'll see you at the Christmas and the post-Christmas pre-New Year breakfast the day before New Year's Day and at the bistro. So we'll see you guys there. Back to Net Control, KNHTV.
Very good. Thanks, Rich. Good activity then. Kevin, W4RKU, K3FR. Go ahead.
K3FR, W4RKU. Good night. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Just wanted to make one other announcement, and that was that I did send out a reminder last night that dues are due. I will just mention it here again. I've gotten some renewals off that email, so that's good. We still got a ways to go. Charities, just say I'm about two steps away from needing a charity, so just kidding. The only one I really give money to is the Salvation Army, only because I know the majority of the money, a vast majority of the money that you give actually goes to people. And some of these other charities, I look up and it's like, people only get 20%. So, worked at CWT today, 45 contacts, pretty good day. Tried to work out an issue with the rig tie and just fooling around, waiting for the weekend. I just would like to say Merry Christmas to everyone, Happy Hanukkah, and enjoy the holiday spirit. Back to net. K3FR, W4RKU, back.
Well, good, Kevin. W4RKU, K3FR. Thank you for your comments, sir. One charity that I particularly give to, make sure that I do it each year now, is Toys for Tots. The other club that I belong to, at their dinner, invite some Marines in, and they collect Toys for Tots. Program. And they did quite well this year from us.
Okay, KO4FQW. Don't have any club information on you here, so I'm going to need a name. That will be helpful. My name is Ron, as you heard. How is your day? KO4FQW, K3FR.
KO4FQW, name is Frank out in Marshall. This is my second time jumping on a W4VA net. And first time was last Sunday, and I informed everyone that I was going to take the general test on Tuesday, and I'd like to let everybody know that I went ahead and passed that test last night. 34 out of 35 questions, right? Not too bad. And I told myself that if I were to pass, I would go to Ham Radio Outlet today and pick up a ICOM 7300, and I did that. Picked up a vertical antenna that supposedly does 80 meters all the way up to 6, or down to 6 meters. And it's one of the Comet verticals. Put that up, 23 feet tall, and just cleaning up the shack right now, you know, setting up my new radio. Sitting nicely right next to my ICOM 9700, super excited. I'm going to hopefully get some QSOs this weekend. So yeah, super excited, super busy week. And as far as charities go, I have donated to many different charities, but something that just comes to mind that I really like and I think is a really cool thing they're doing is the Toys for Tots. I think that's pretty cool. But also, I do believe that really a good charity is family, and you know, not necessarily give family money, but definitely give family a leg up when they need it. Other than that, you know, thank you for having the net. I'm hoping to become a member sooner than later. I might even hit up that first meeting of 2023. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone. Back to you, Net Control.
Well, very good, Frank. And congratulations. Passing that test is a good accomplishment. And it's something you'd be proud of for a long time. As far as my current activity or recent activity, Rich alluded to it, I took a trip up to Maine, and I packed the 7100 in the car and hooked up, well, I have the a diamond 7400 on the roof. On the roof rack, but I also have a mag mount 2 meter Hustler 5/8 wave, and well, wouldn't you know, a 5/8 wave for 2 meters is pretty close to a quarter wave for 6 meters, and it works. I had the computer on the car and worked several state. We went through Fox November 20. 21, 31 on Thursday the 15th, and then coming back yesterday the 20th, came through, or actually started in FN 43, but went through FN 42, 31, 21, 10, and 19. And overall, made 14 contacts. Mobile in motion on FT8 on 6 meters, including getting into southern Illinois actually central Illinois on Thursday. We had some e-skip as I was going through New Jersey and Connecticut, and we played some good little e-skip game there. My son was along with me, and he started asking a couple of questions while I was operating. And he's always known that I've been a ham, and he's seen a little bit of the operation, but not much. But I let him run WSJT through Massachusetts there, FN 42, and he actually managed to make about about 6 contacts on the way back yesterday. So he had a lot of fun. He asked quite a few questions, and he's Piqued his interest. He's interested in looking into getting a license. So that's that would be very good. I'd like to see that make me proud. Okay, Frank, how are you this evening? W4NUA, this is K3FR for the Falk here, Amateur Radio Association Net. Go ahead.
Okay, Ron, very good. I'm real hoarse tonight. Can't talk. I took some medicine. I think that sort of burned my throat. My speech is a little bit off. But I'm a visitor, of course, and I really enjoy using your net and listening to it. And I got a direct sight right to it from my 2 meter antenna in the attic. And I've been at home for quite a number of years. I think I heard a W4VFW. Well, one of my favorite charities is the VFW. I'm a life member of it, and I joined it back before they went up on the price back in the early 90s. And I felt like I sort of cheat them every year, so I don't mind donating or doing things for the VFW. And also the local rescue squad and the fire department are my favorite charities. I do quite a few things through the VA hospital now. I'm a retired veteran, and of course I was in the Korean War in the Navy. Let's see, I can't think of anything else right at the moment, but I'll let you know I do enjoy your repeater. Back to net, W4NUA.
Very good, Frank. Good to hear that you're getting some good use out of the repeater there. And a good time. Yep, a good time. Bob, KN4SPL, how are you this evening? K3FR.
K3FR from KN4PL. Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. First, I want to say Merry Christmas to all and happy holidays. Not a whole lot to report, so at least on the topic of charities, I was able to this year volunteer my time for wiring up the 4-H, the Falkier 4-H ham radio club. It was a very fun experience, really working with the solar panels and the inverter and all that stuff. So I had a really good time and was really happy that I could help out the 4-H club with my electrical skills. So that's what I have for the topic. Besides that, I hope everyone does well, and have a happy new year to all. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
Excellent. Good to hear that. And that brings us to the end of our list, so let's see if there's anyone else out there. This is K3FR, net control for the Falkier Amateur Radio Association, Wednesday Night General Services net. Are there any other check-ins for us? K3FR standing by. This is K2PI. Okay, I have K2PI. Are there any other stations?
November 4, Golf Sierra Delta.
All right, I've got you N4GSD. And you do seem to be another new member here, a new visitor here. Let's recognize Hart first. K2PI, how are you doing, and what charities do you like to give to? This is K3FR.
K3FR, this is K2PI, and good evening to everybody on the net. Glad to hear everybody tonight, and as we get up to the Christmas season, wishing everybody a blessed holiday. I know it's other seasons, but that's the one I celebrate, so please don't be offended if I say that. Let's see, we donate to the Children's Center, Shelter of Cebu, Philippines, which is our favorite charity. It's one we've been supporting for many years, it's my wife's hometown, so we think the money gets spent well. We know the place, we know the people who run it, and we know the children that are there, so that's a real special one for us. We also have a child that we sponsor there, and we've been taking care of his needs for about, I guess, 10 years now. He's going to be growing up and out of our sponsorship at some point here, but I think we've been able to help him a little bit in our own small way. Let's see. I wanted to let Kevin know that I've paid my dues. I almost feel like breaking out into a country song when I say that. But Kevin, my dues have been paid, so I hope that's all right. And I'm looking forward to getting some time on the air this weekend and seeing all the people with their new toys and enjoying the spirit of the season. Back to net. K3FR, K2PI.
Very good. Thanks, Harv. And talking about country music there, my son and I were, while we weren't doing operating on the FT8 during the drive, he had plugged in his iPhone with his to a bluegrass Christmas station, and we had a lot of fun singing to that. Quite a bit of fun. I think we dried ourselves up as well. Dwight. And for GSD, this is K3FR. How are you this evening?
This is N4GSD. Yeah, doing pretty good. Normally I just listen, but I am a member. People keep telling me I just listen too much. I mainly just donate to my church and, of course, a lot of stuff to the Salvation Army as well. But that's about it for me tonight, and I'd like to wish everybody a happy solstice. This is November 4, Gulf Sierra Delta.
Very good. And for GSD, this is K3FR. Okay, do we have any go-backs, rechecks, or new check-ins? This is K3FR. Last call. All right, nothing heard. This is K3FR. For the Farahnet. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on Farah, please see our website, w4va.org, or send an email to Farahnet, that's Foxtrot Alpha, Romeo Alpha, net, at, and it's all one word, at w4va.org. Clearing the tones. Thank you all. This is K3FR for closing the Farahnet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you and a good evening to all. And also very happy Christmas and any other holidays that you may be celebrating. I believe we're in the midst of Hanukkah at the moment. And we'll have Kwanzaa coming up. Do all have a great weekend and a great holiday. Have plenty of time with family and friends. This is K3FR, signing clear.
Well done, KXRL.
Thank you, John.
K3FR, this is KO4VX. Yeah, very well done. I was shadowing you in NetBlogger because I'm trying to learn to do it, so in the future maybe I'll be able to do some nets. I'm still kind of rusty at it. I got most of the call signs with pencil and paper. But I did notice, I guess it's typical that there's a little bit of lag in the NetBlogger as you put them in before the names pop up. Is that pretty normal? Over?
Some yes and some not. I would put in some of it is just my delay. I went over onto the ARL website and used that to determine the information to put in for those that I did not have any club information or any user information for. So we had a fairly nice net tonight. Very good. Glad to have heard it tonight. Very good time to have it. While I have you, Chuck, what is the name of that comet again that's due up here? Over.
Oh, yeah, stand by. Let me pull out my Sky and Telescope for January. Stand by. So it's listed here as ZTF. That's the group that discovered it. So that's Zulu Tango Foxtrot. Or did you just put, I'm trying to think of the nomenclature they use. It'll be something like C, 2022, let's see, what's the number? Gosh, I don't have, oh, C2022E3, Echo 3, is nomenclature for it. But they just call it Comet ZTL. Over.
Okay, very good, fine. That's was one of the other things that I mentioned to my my son, and he was kind of interested. We both do a bit of photography too, and we went out to we did get NEOWISE. We photographed NEOWISE, and I thought maybe this one, my set, particular setup, I can. I can get resolution down to about, or at least detection, rather, I should say, down to about Mag 8, Mag 9 with my setup, which is just a good DSLR and a 500 millimeter, I should say, a 200 to 500 millimeter zoom lens. And that's been fun. I actually have with... my cameras photographed all of the planets except Pluto, so all of the regular planets. And it's kind of hard to get Earth, but Mercury, Venus, and then Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. I have resolved... let's see, I think it's four bands on Jupiter, and all four of the Jovian moons, or I should say the Neptunian moons. Is that right? The moons. Titan. I also have a few pixels from Titan, and of course, that color is particularly interesting because it does show up blue when you're photographing it, and Uranus shows up with a green tint as well. It's very interesting.
A magnitude 5 or 6, so it'll be very naked eye visible then. Over.
Yeah, I know. It will be quite visible, and it's just... using the addition of the camera and the big lens to get a little bit more detail, maybe catch some more tail of it if we can get some decent weather around when it's going to be reaching its peak. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it should be pretty good. I mean, it's not going to be as spectacular as, say, Halley's Comet. It's not going to be that big, but visibly we should be able to see a tail and all. I was wondering, have you ever explored, it's called the NOVAC, Northern Virginia Astronomy Club, that meets down in Fairfax, and quite often they'll have stargazing and viewing here in Fauquier County. Have you ever done anything with them? Over?
No, I haven't. I've heard a couple of fellows that do, I guess... interface with that club, but I haven't myself gone to any of their viewings. There's someplace up in northern up near the Meadows at the end of Route 17, where it up in Paris, over.
Yeah, that's right. They've had them there during the winter time, usually two, three times in the winter. They've also have had them in the past at the now my brain's going. I'm having a senior minute. There's a park in southern Fauquier County. We're one of the fox hunt ended. Gosh, why is my brain cells are shutting down? I can't think of the name of the park. And they also have them at a couple other locations. They've even had, or may have coming up, some comet viewing at the Uvar Hazy Museum. Over.
Oh, that would be pretty interesting. Make also for a good day, as I have not visited that the Uvar Hazy Museum yet. And I do like my airplanes as well. Anyway, I've got it scoot. I've got a doctor's appointment fairly early tomorrow, so I'm going to have to check out here. And good chatting with you, Chuck. All the best wishes and blessings for the holidays, for Christmas and New Year's, etc. Look forward to seeing you soon. KO4VNZ, K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4VNZ. Very good, and best wishes for the holidays for you and your family, and hopefully everything goes well at the doctor's. I've got surgeries coming up in the new year as well, so I'll be praying for you there, and hopefully I'll see you at the New Year's Eve breakfast. This is KO4VNZ signing off.
Okay, Chuck, very good. KO4VNZ, K3FR. Well, this is just the first meeting. My old oncologist dropped out of the network, and I wanted to keep a network oncologist to keep the cost down on that. So this is just the first visit with him to get used to the things. Take care. We'll see you. And again, pleasure talking with you this year. KO4VNZ, this is K3FR clear.
KO4VNZ, KK7AZZ.
This is KO4VNZ. I had just stepped out of the room, so I missed your call sign. Can you give it again? Over.
KJ7AZZ.
I think I caught the KJ7ATZ. Is that correct? Over.
Kilo, Juliet, 7, Alpha,
Papa,
Victor.
Oh, very good. Yeah. How are you? Over.
This is Becca. I'm doing good, Chuck. How about you?
I'm doing real good. I wondered how you are in this cold weather with no power out there. I guess you just have the wood stove or something to keep you warm.
Yeah, I've got my pellet adapter on the rocket heater right now. It seems to be working pretty good. And bought myself a thing called a kindling cutter. It'll turn a log into a stack of kindling sticks, which is what my rocket heater burns, in just a few minutes with a deep sledgehammer blow. So, yeah, I'm staying warm, but it's been a challenge.
Yeah, I guess so. And with the weather coming up and all, it's going to be pretty bad. So have you got any plans for Christmas? Is that something, do you go anywhere or visit family, or are you just at home by yourself for Christmas? Over.
I'll probably make a few phone calls to family, but other than that, no, I'm not going to be doing much. Just finished up the college semester in the last week or so, got my grades earlier this week, and all is going about par. I'm happy with that, but I do have plans to travel back home to Idaho early January. So I heard you mention something about a New Year's breakfast. Give me some details on that. I've been so busy just survival mode that I haven't been able to stay on the air.
KJ7APZ, this is KO4VNZ. Yeah, that's the regular club breakfast that they have the last Saturday of every month. In this case, it actually falls on, Saturday being New Year's Eve. And the breakfasts have moved now back to the bistro, which is at the hospital in Fauquier, or in Warrenton. I guess it's Fauquier Hospital, whatever. Anyway, it's the bistro there, and they usually start about 8 o'clock, and they just go until we get tired of chatting with each other. Over.
This is KJ7ATV. Yeah, I've been to one or two of those. I never got to go to the ones that was at Wegmans. I kind of like to go to the breakfast and New Year's Eve, I think you said. So I'm kind of saying goodbye. I don't know how long I'll be back home. So I'll get back home here.
All right, Becca. If you want, I'll try and pick you up, I guess, from your house to back to the hospital is what, maybe a 30-minute ride or so, you think?
Yeah, thank you very much for the offer. Maybe you can take me the having to ask you.
Okay, now what I have to do is find my directions to your house again. Let me ask you, is your address in QRZ? Does that reflect where you're at now? Over. Hold up, you're starting to break up, so I'm not getting your email. You might have to give it to me phonetically with the static that's on here. Go ahead, over.
Kilo, Juliet, 7, Alpha, Papa, Victor.
Oh, would that be at the ARRL? Over.
I don't use that one much. I think I have it forwarded to my earthly email address. So you can just do kj7apv@earthlink.net.
Okay, I understand. Earthlink.net. Earthlink being all one word. Over.
Hey, Chuck, how is my signal?
It's about the same, a little bit stronger. I'll go ahead. I will email you at your email address, and then you can send back instructions to me, and we can coordinate that way, getting to your house. Actually, wait a minute. I think I put your name in my cell phone so that I could use GPS. Let me check there and see if I've got it there. Stand by, over.
Okay, yeah, that should work. And I thank you again for the ride up to Bearsville for the Amfest. That was a really good day for me.
Okay, Becca, I do have your address in here, so I think I'll be able to find you. We can go ahead. You get up pretty early. You usually are doing some kind of class on the air pretty early in the morning. So since the meeting is at 8, what if I meet you at, I'll be at your house about 7:30. Will that work for you on Saturday? Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. Over.
Roger, that would be December 31. 7:30, sounds good. Yeah, that works for me.
Very good. Well, I'll see you there. In the meantime, you have a very Merry Christmas, and take care and stay warm.
Okay.
This is KO4VNZ. Clear.
KO4VNZ, this is KJ7APZ73 and clear.